Okay, today's brachas Yerushalmi Daf Nun Vav, and we are in the fifth parak, parak Ein Omdin, and we are discussing issues of haskara. We mentioned in the Mishnah, well, when do we say Mashav Ruach Amar Adagashem, when do we say Talamatar, related issues. We spoke last time about the difference between Geshem and Tal, Elio Anavi story. Tal is always there, Geshem depends on us. So we are in the middle of those issues. We mentioned on yesterday's daf, on Daf Nunhei, if somebody mentions Geshem in the summer, that's a simen klala. That's worse than saying Tal in the winter, when he just forgot or didn't mention Geshem. But if somebody mentions Geshem in the summer, that's a problem. So what happens if somebody doesn't remember? So remember, the rule is generally, as we know from elsewhere, if there is something not mentioned in Shas, and our minhag is to mention it. So first of all, that's already controversial. Not everyone says to mention it. But number two, if we forget it, then it probably doesn't have to be repeated. So for example, Zachreinu L'chaim and Micha Mocha and all those Hosafos, those are not mentioned in the Gemara. And therefore, there are those that say that one shouldn't even mention it. Right? The Rashba and others say that those are Shevach, and we'll mention, those are Bakasha, and we're mentioning those in Shevach, they shouldn't even be mentioned in the first couple of brachos of Shmoneh Esrei. Zachreinu L'chaim. But our minhag is to mention it. But if we don't remember, so then one does not have to repeat. But let's say Hamelach HaKadosh and Hamelach HaMishpat according to the Shulchan Aruch. So that has to be repeated because that's a need to mention it. What about the other mentions in Shmoneh Esrei, like the same Talamatar and the same Bracha and Masha Aruach, all of those? That's what we're discussing here. The rule by benching is an easy one, right? We always know if you have to bench, then you have to wash, and then you have to repeat if you forget. If you didn't have to, like Rosh Chodesh, you didn't have to wash, then you don't have to repeat. But you don't have such a rule by the Amidah. So what is the rule? So we just mentioned that if one did not mention it in the place where it is supposed to be mentioned, so Machzirim, not Machzirim, oh, I think we're up to the two dots. Or the dot. Reb Zeira b'shem Reb Chuna, im lo shal b'birchas Hashanim, omer b'shomea tefila. Right, if somebody did not mention it in Borei Chaleinu, somebody did not mention V'sein Talamatar, and I said, and where am I up to? I said the words, Baruch Ata Hashem, Baruch Hashanim, I finished the bracha, so then there's another place to make it up. Another place to add it in, and that even if you have to mention it, and if you forget, you'd have to repeat, but you don't have to go back yet. You could put it into Shema Koleinu, right before the words, Kiyata Shomea. Says the Gemara, V'dechvasa im lo hiskir gvuros kishame b'tchias ha-meisim omre b'shomei tefila? Would we say the same? Would we say the same if we forget Masha Baruch Mar Hagashem? Could you also put that into Shomei tefila? You see the Charedim, Lashon Bayahu. This is a language of question. Rav Huna Gufa Bayah. Rav Huna himself is asked, right? We have Rav Huna, but he said Rav Huna, the hand, the ches, which in Aramaic. So it says the Charedim, Rav Huna himself is asking this question. Mi gam rinan, mi mashakibo me rabosav, de omer b'shomei tefila gam lahazkara olo. Since we just said that you put the same Talamatar into Shomei Tefila, if one forgot it in the right place, so would we say that also by Masha Baruch Amar Adagashem? And the Gemara says that he answered his own question, right? As the Charedim continues, Upashan mi denafshei, devade gamrin on dekavachomerhu. Right? He answers it himself. Back to the Gemara, ma im she'ela shehimi dochak omer b'shomei tefila. If she'ela v'sein talamatar, asking for rain, which is such a pressing need, and right, the Charedim says shoel tzarcho, right, that omer b'shomei tefila, that which is such an important prayer, and you might think it has to be in the right place exactly, and yet no, it doesn't have to be. Even if she'ela tefila, it's okay. So askara shu me revach lo kashukei. So just praising Hashem, which is merevach, is just stama praise, so l'chora it should have more flexible allowances, and therefore allow us to say it even in Shomei Tefillah, right? And that is what Rav Huna Shita is, that if I forget the same Talamatar, I could add it into Shomei Tefillah, but also if I forget Mashver Achamar Hashem, so then I could also say it in Shomei Tefillah. Just let's continue for a minute, but says the Gemara, what do you mean? You can put it in? V'yatani, but didn't we learn? Im lo shal b'berchas hashanim, o shalo hizkim v'gvuras k'shamim, b'tchias ha-meisim, machzirin oso? Didn't we learn that if you forget to put it in the right place, either asking for rain, v'sein talamater, or praising for rain, mashav ruach, you have to start, say the Shemona Esrei again, so that Brisa sounds like you don't have any place, any makeup spot. So where it says no, amar vavdimi achu derav Yosi v'shlo amar v'shomei tefillah. That's talking about a case where you didn't mention it in shomei tefillah. Then you have to go all the way back. But if you did mention it in the Shemayat Tefillah, then it is okay. The Charedim points out that there is a machlokas we've shown him here about Mashiva Ruach, meaning the Rav Huda said a Kalvachomer. If you could say V'sein Talamatar in Shemayat Tefillah, then surely you should be able to say Mashiva Ruach in Shemayat Tefillah. And the Charedim on the bottom says, V'kas of Rashba Delachora E Nirake Minabavli. Right, the Rashba quotes in Daf Chavtes, doesn't sound that way from the Bavli. Ella, what does the Rashba say? Don't say the Kal V'chomer, because it's a different type of addition. The same Talamatar is a Bakasha, so that's appropriate to say in Shomei HaTfilah. Shomei HaTfilah is about Bakashas, that's the ultimate bracha in the section of beseeching God. But Mashiv HaRuach, okay, you're allowed to say anything you want in Shomei HaTfilah. But Shevach is not really appropriate for that moment, for that time. You could add in at the end of Shemona Esrei, before Yil Ratzon, or after Yil Ratzon, you could add in anything you want. But in Shomei Tefillah, that's about Shema Koleinu. Listen to our Tefillah, it's a Bakasha. So therefore, even though you're right, it is not asked out of a pressing need, right? It's not like the Kavachomer, Midochek, and the Mirevach. Still, it's inappropriate to add that in, because it's a different type of a section. Rav Pinkus talks about this in one of his Sfarim on Tefillah. He says, sometimes people are davening, and then they get up to the second Baruch HaShemona Esrei, and they get up to Rofe Cholim in the second Baruch HaShemona Esrei, and they start crying and thinking about their sick relative and davening. Says Rav Pinkus, that's inappropriate. That's not the arid time during Shemona Esrei where we're supposed to be doing that. We're supposed to praise Hashem. That's Shevach, that Hashem, you are. If we're crying out of awe that Hashem is the Rofei Cholem, okay. But if we're crying because we're beseeching HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that time, says the Rapika, that's not appropriate. Wait five brachas. In Rifainu, then we can do that. In Shema Koleinu, then we can do that. But we have to know exactly the different parts of different structure. See here too, says the Rashba quote here, we don't pass him like this Gemara in the Bavli, because it's Shevach. Shevach should not be in Shomei HaTfilah. But then he quotes, Tosfos says, Hiskim lo kedivrei Yerushalmi. Maybe the Kal V'chomer would override the nature of the section. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch says, Kuf Yud Dalid, Sif Vav, Kuf Yud Dalid, Kuf Yud Tes. These are all the simanim relating to what we're talking about here. Bamed Varam Amurim, says the Shulchan Aruch, Kishamach Zirin Oso. When do you have to repeat Kishalo Amar B'yimos HaKshamim, Marad HaGashem, Hainu Kishasim, Kal HaBracha, V'Hiskel Bracha Sha'achareha, V'yaz Chozel Rosh HaTfilah. Right, if it's the winter and I did not say Mashiv Baruch Amar HaGashem, so then I have to repeat if I finish the bracha. Avalim nizkar kodem shesiyem habracha. If I remembered before I finished the bracha, bracha Hashem Achayim Esim, yomar b'makom shenizkar. I should say it in that spot, right? In the I go back. V'yafilum siyem habracha nizkar kodem shesiyem habracha. And even if you said bracha Hashem Achayim Esim, you can still stick it in there. You can still say Mashiv Baruch Ein Tzorach Lachzor Ela Omer Mashiv Baruch Amar Nagashem below Chasima. That's the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch does not mention anything about putting it into Shomei Tefillah. Right? You said if you remembered towards the end of the bracha, if you remembered right after the bracha, then you don't have to go back. You could say it right there. And then the Ramah Eyas Shlosh Brachos Harishonos Chashuvas Kaachas Ubecham Makam Shetabem Chozel LeRosh Bein Shu Yachad Bein Shu Tzibur. Right? You could ever just go back to the second bracha. But that is the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Yudala does not mention the ability to put it into Shomei Tefillah, which is like the Rashba quoted here in the Charedim. Good, we continue. Says the Gemara. But St. Talamatar can be put into Shomei HaTfilah. Heichanu Chozer. So now, what is this question? What happens if I did not mention the St. Talamatar where it's supposed to in Baruch Aleinu? And I also did not mention it in Shomei HaTfilah. Right, I didn't mention it. Right, the Charedim says, Kishashachach v'lo amar gam b'Shomei HaTfilah. V'hizkil ritzei. V'nizkar achreichah. I'm in the middle of Modim and I remember I didn't say Mashiv Baruch Amar Nagashem. So now I have to go back. I didn't take my three steps back yet, so I don't have to like start again. So I can just go back. Where do I go back to? Right? There are two choices. I go back to where I was supposed to say it in the first place, Baruch Aleinu, or I know I could have said it in Shema Tefillah if I would have remembered there. So maybe I should just go back to Shema Tefillah, right? Maybe not to say a bunch of extra brachas, right? If I go back to Baruch Aleinu, I have all like 8 extra brachas in there. L'Yerushalayim, Esam of David. So which overrides? So, Kidemar, Reb Shimon Barva, B'Shem Reb Yochanan, B'Rosh Chodesh. Let's try to think of a parallel. On Rosh Chodesh, Imakar es Ragal v'Chozel l'Chadchila. If I already took my 3 steps back on Rosh Chodesh and I forgot to say Yal V'Yavo, then I have to go back to the beginning. V'im Lav, Chozer L'Avodah. If I didn't take my 3 steps back, I go back to Avodah, to Ritzei. Afacha, so to hear. Imakar es Ragal v'Chozel l'Chadchila. If I did not take my 3 steps back, I go back to, if I took my 3 steps back, I go back to the beginning of the davening, l'Chadchila. V'im Lav, Chozer L'Shomea Tfila. And if not, I go back to Shomea Tfila. So our Gemara paskins that if you forget, but you didn't take your 3 steps back yet, you go back to the latest place. Probably because you don't want to have as many brachos that are einan srichos, and therefore you just go back to that. What's the lumdis behind this discussion? So it could be, and we'll see what we paskin about the show in a minute, when we say you could mention it in Shomea Tfila. The same Talamot is supposed to be mentioned in Baruch Aleinu. So we say, okay, if you remembered, you say it in Shomei Tefillah. So what kind of halacha is that? Is that because Shomei Tefillah is really an appropriate spot for all of these things? Like positively appropriate spot? Or it's kind of like Teshlumen. You really missed the right spot. Well, you davening mincha at the time of Meir, if you're really davening mincha then? No, you missed it, but you have a chiyuv Teshlumen. You have a chiyuv to make something up even though it's not the right time. So maybe that's what's going on here. Maybe that's the question here. When we make it up in Shomei Tefillah, is that really a secondary spot for Vesein Talamatar? And then maybe that's where you can go back to. Or no, it's not really a spot at all. Okay, we'll allow you to say it there. But it's really more of like a Tashlumen spot. So that could be what's going on here. And the Argamar Paskins, the Yerushalayim Paskins, that you go back to Shomei Tefillah. And the Charedim points out, that is the Shita of Rav Haigon. V'chein Kazer Rabbeinu Haigon. And that's what the Rashba quotes and the Ron quotes, based on this Yerushalmi, that again, if you forgot Saint Talamatar, and now you're past Shomei Tefillah, and you're in the middle of Modim, and you remembered, you didn't say Saint Talamatar, so then you could just go back to Shomei Tefillah. But if you, look in the other Rishonim, you look in most Rishonim, they do not say this, you are allowed to say it in Shomei Tefillah, if you remembered there, but if you missed it, then you have to go back to Baruch Aleinu. Right, and that's what we paskin. Let's go backwards. First, let's see the Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll see the Rishonim. Kuf Yud Dalet is about Mashiach Ruach HaMerid Gashem in the Shulchan Aruch. Kuf Yud Zayin is about our issues of V'sein Talamatar. Im Lo Shal Kuf Yud Zayin Sif Hey, says the Shulchan Aruch. Im Lo Shal Matar V'Nizkar Kodam Shomei Tefillah. If I forgot to say V'sein Talamatar, and I remember before Shomei Tefillah, Ein Machzir No Sov V'Shal B'Shomei Tefillah. Right, and I could just say it there. V'im lo nizkar ad achar shomei atfila, im lo achar raglav, if you didn't take 3 steps back, chozer lebirchas hashanim. I go back to birchas hashanim, that's the shita of the Rambam, that's the shita of the Rush, that's the shita of Moshe Rishonim, against Rav Haigon. V'im achar es raglav, chozer lerosh atfila. Right, if I have to, if I already took my 3 steps back, I go back to the beginning of davening. What if I didn't take my 3 steps back, but I'm just adding in like my own tefilas? I'm still standing in place. I didn't take my 3 steps back yet. So the Shulchan Aruch continues. V'im hishlam tfilaso, v'ino ragel lomar tachlunam achar tfilaso. If you finish davening and you don't usually add anything in there. V'af al pisha dayin lo akar raglav, ka'akurim dami. If you're usually about to take 3 steps back and you finished everything, so it's ki'ili you took the 3 steps back because you basically finished. V'im nizkar achar shachasam shome, right, meaning what? What's mashma? That if I usually add in a couple of minutes of tefillah then, before I take my 3 steps back, that it's not ki'ilu, I took my 3 steps back, and I would be able to go back to Baruch Aleinu at that point, as well. But either way, that's what we paskin against this Gemara, against this Rav Haigon. And this is the Shita of the Ritva, and I mentioned the Rambam. I'll read it from the Me'iri. The Me'iri in Brachas, Daf Chavtes. That's who also says this. V'im lo akar es raglav, af al pisha siyem. If I didn't take my 3 steps back, kasvu gedolei ha-mefarshim, rather gedolei ha-mefarshim, this is the Ravid, chozei le-birchas ha-shanim, mipnei sha'achar she-ta'a b'shtehem, rotzalomar. Because you messed up in 2 places, rotzalomar, shalom eskir bim koma, Vilo kodem akires raglav, chozer lamakam haroila mitchilasa. You have to go back to what you're supposed to do. If you had a second chance, then fine. But if you messed up both, then you have to go back to what you're supposed to do. And he quotes a fascinating mashal. Dugmas, he says, dugma, what it says on Daf Lamed and Gimel in Bavli, Bahavdala. If you didn't say Atachon Antanu, so then it's okay. You could just say Havdala later on in your house. But what happens? Ta bazoo bazoo. Question, what does that mean? Let's say it means like what most you show to mean. Not only did you not say Atochan Atanu, but you also ate before Abdallah, then you got to repeat Shemona Esrei and say Atochan Atanu. If you messed up in both places, then you got to go back to what you were supposed to have done. So that's what the mashal given by the Meiri, here you messed up in both places. You forgot it in Baruch Aleinu, you forgot it in Shemaya Tefillah, then you got to go back to what you're supposed to do. That's his mashal. But Jimta Batfila, Somech al Koko al Shokos, Vimta Bishtayan, Kyo is Pala Velo Hivdil, Achal Vishasa, Velo Hivdil, Chozel Shtayan. Vyesh Omrim, he says, the Miri quotes, Vyesh Omrim Loshomea Tfila. Some say that you should just go back to Shomea Tfila. Vikahi Batalmud Amairav. And that's the way that it is in the Yerushalmi, right? The Meiri knew our Gemara. But the Av Sham Nirish Adin came being Begvurts Kshama Bin Sha'ela. And it appears that way even regarding Mashiva Ruach. But the Hushal, but that is not what we the Av Rishone Hagaonim Paskua Kain Bishela. And even though early Gaonim, we just quoted that from Rav Haigon, holds that way by Vesein Talamatar, Aval Begvurus Kishem Emodim Lechoj LaRosh. Even Rav Haigon will not say that you could add a Mashva Ruach, Bidi Eved, there, Vechulu, but Mikol Makom, we don't paskin that way, we hold that you don't do that, Vechulu. Veda Devarim Nirim, that is what we paskin as we just saw. Okay. Viter. Beninve, Viter in the Gemara, Beninve, Tzrichilameve, Tainis, Basar Pischa. What time in Ninve, which was a right, big city in Bavel, there was a drought, and they needed to declare a fast day after Pesach, right, very late in the season. Asad Shailon the Rebbe. They came to ask Rebbe what to do. Amar Lun, are they allowed to do this? Amar Lun Rebbe. Luchu Vasu, yeah, go! You can have a fast day. Right? You need the rain, you can have a fast day. Ubilvad shalot tashanu matbiya shal tfila. But you can't change the davening. You can't change the davening, meaning you can't say v'sein talamatar instead of v'sein bracha. Right? You can fast, but you can't change the davening. Don't, and just because, right, the chiddush of the charedim is that even though we said before that geshem is a simen klala in the summer, but still, right, it's not, there are limits to that. There are limits to that. Right, the Gemara talks about if it rained a little bit already, if it didn't rain a little bit, but Rebbe said you're allowed to have a fast day, but don't change the davening. So, heichanu omra. So, how could you have a fast day for rain and not daven for rain? Right, just fast, right? You have to mention it somewhere, right? It doesn't make sense not to change anything. So, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Savar, Meimar, Omar, B'Shomei HaTefillah. Okay. Say it in Shomei HaTefillah. You can say V'Sein Talamatar in Shomei HaTefillah on a fast day, not in the right season. So, Omar Le Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, is that really true? And this gets to the Chakira that we were just talking about. You could add in V'Sein Talamatar in Shomei HaTefillah, but isn't that an appropriate time to say V'Sein Talamatar? And if it is, then isn't that considered Shinui? Miteva. Lo kein amr zeira b'shem revchuna im lo shal v'rechad ha-shan im lo shalo hizke gros k'sham v'tchias ha-meisim. Our girsa. Omra b'shomei ha-tfila. Right, that's the girsa that's changed. Omra b'shomei ha-tfila. Right, and doesn't that show then, and therefore, that would be an appropriate time to say it. Umarlon Rebbe, and now we have Rebbe that says, l'chu v'asu b'vashlo d'shanu matveh shal tfila? Question mark. Right, so how could you put it into Shomei HaTefillah? Isn't that a secondary appropriate place to put it in? And if it is, then you shouldn't be able to add it in on this fast day. If Rebbe said don't change davening, this would be considered a change of davening. Right, it's not just saying it at the end of davening by Yil Ratzon. That for sure is just an addition. That would be okay. So Gemara says, you're right. Al Daiti Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi who asked this question, you know what he would say? Heichanu Omra B'sheshuhu Mosef. No, the six extra brachas that you add in on a fast day. As we saw earlier, remember we discussed that you need a makar for every type of amida, including 24. Right? So you have 18 and 24, the 24 brachas. So in one of those six brachas, right, that's not considered a shinoi. Right? In one of those six brachas that you add in, by Gal Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Adka don't zibra, that's fine by Chazaras HaShatz. Sheyesh lo b'sheish. You add in the six by Chazaras Hashatz. Yachid she'en lo sheish binayin. Right? What about the Yachid? The Yachid doesn't add in those six brachas. So where does he, on this fast day in Ninveh, when you're outside the time of normal Geshamim, so where should the Yachid add in davening for rain? So Amar Rabbi Chanina argues what we said before. Lochin Amar Rabbi Zeir Rabbi Shimon Rav Chuna Yachid Shol Tzrachav B'Shomei Atfila. Can you do anything in Shomei Atfila? Isn't it the catch-all for whatever you want? So Ve'ilu Tzrachav Ein. So you need rain. These people need rain, so you're allowed to put it into Shomei Atfila. So what's that machlokas about? So this gufa might be what we were just talking about. Right, Rabbi Yossi says, you can't put it in, because that would be called a shinui. While the last day, Rabbi Chanina says, no, it's all a catch-all. So maybe that machlokas is about, well, how do we view putting the Saint Talamater into Shomei Atfilah? Is that really a secondary appropriate place? Or no, it's just Tashlumin and you can put anything in there. It doesn't have any special status of She'elah. So that could be what's behind this, this issue. So this is, you read this Gemara and, Ninveh. So when does it come up that people are going to want to do the Saint Talamater? But this is a fascinating discussion that is not mentioned in the Gemara or in any of the Rishonim. It only comes up in the Achronim. So sometimes we say, oh, if it's only in the Achronim, it must be that it was so obvious to the Rishonim, they didn't even mention it. That's what sometimes we have a, if there's an Achron that asks a Kasha, that's such an obvious Kasha, we're like, come on, so why don't they Rishonim? It must be a simple answer. Like, I don't know, the Maharam Shik, you know, what do you do when Parsha Zohar is 13 months separated? There's a Shana Muberes. Oh, so you have to have Kavana during Kisetse, because there's 13 months in between the Parsha Zohars. And the Gemara says in Brachas that you forget things after 12 months, so you have to make sure to have that Kavana. What the Rishonim also knew, there was Shana Muberes. The Rishonim also knew every couple of years there was a Shana Muberes. And they didn't say a word about this. So obviously, it's me'ikar adin. It's not a problem for some reason. Probably you don't take 12 months literally. It means a year. So because if you have a chumra that achronim don't mention, and the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it, then it's probably obvious, you know, that you don't need to do something. But here you don't have that issue. What about Jewish communities that live far south of the equator, where the seasons are totally opposite? What do you do about v'sein talumatar and v'sein bracha in those communities? So, the Rishonim didn't discuss it because it's obvious? No, because there were no Jewish communities there. So they didn't get shilas from those places. So that's what the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Vosner in Chelek Aleph, Simin Chaf Aleph, he discusses this and he says, Davar Pashid Ma'od. He says, he quotes our Gemara about Ninveh, right? What's it? Let's read from the beginning of the Shaila. This was asked in 1961. Tes Kislev Tavshin Chaf Aleph. Right, he is Shelato Shelas Chacham. Where does it start from? Here we go. Bibidina So Uruguay Shumitachas Kava Mashve Uludarom Eich Linhog Leinian Shelas Talamater Bimosakayitz Vakatsir Shalachem Dino Laacharachag Shem Ludidon Lubene Bavel Bimosak Shamim. Right, what do you do? And he says, Anna. Maybe it should be like Ninveh. This Gemara says a Ninveh. You put it into Shomei Atfilah because they needed rain and it wasn't in the normal case. So he says, so what should you do? He says, Hine Vatam, to keep him to Gam Sfar, but Ninveh, Bimosachami, made our cuts here. Bechuli continues a little bit. He says, do you say the same thing that the Gemara says here? So the Gemara says you don't say Vesein Talamatar in Birchat Hashanah. You can't change anything by Ninveh. So he says, well, maybe at least Ninveh is in the world that we're in. It has the same kind of seasons. Right, Ninveh still has winter around the time we have winter and summer on the time that we have summer. Aval ana matzah kvodo, shebemakom shenefchu hazmanim legamrei, v'yemei hagashamim achara pesach, the winter starts after Pesach, v'yemei hakatzir acharei achag, and the spring and the summer starts after Sukkot, im keim heim tzmeim legashamim kamo anachnu. So ze'eno, shetzrichem legashamim mosachorev, shu eslam acharei pesach, v'chashem izlam simen klala bakatzir, im keim lo yatsu miderech ha'olam klasha, v'chashem izlam simen klala bakatzir. B'holo dibra poskim, v'lo matzasi l'shum posik meforsam. Right. I don't find anybody who's befeirish against this. Ubi medinos Europa shekulam shavin bazeh shakayitu kaid shalanu v'achorav v'achorav shalanu elo shezem makdim zem acher. Okay, you have a little bit earlier and later, but nobody has them flipped. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure because this is not what is discussed. When am I supposed to do? So he goes and he's the poskim are generally not exactly sure what to do in these circumstances. If you look in the Piskei Tshuvos here in Kuf Yadalid, he also discusses this, quoting from various poskim. O barishonim lo matzinu ladun. Ma dinam shel medinos elu lenin haskar v'sheila v'gam dole achronim v'mishnah brura lo hiskir bazeklal ki bizmaneim lo haya sham yisho shel yehuda mesudar. There was no. Right. The earliest he quotes is from the Eshel Avram she Oppenheim shel Gilyon haShulchan Aruch b'shem Tshuvas Toras Chaim, and he quotes based on a Rambam. But ve'ech yishalu anshei zeh amakom geshem alo zeh sheker ve'ivelas. Right, he says, how could they say v'sein talamato as the summer season is starting? Right, it's sheker, right? Mashiva ruach. Okay, maybe you're asking for, well, you're davening for Eretz Yisrael all everywhere in the world, right? Well, no, we don't do that. Where we start December 4th, you know, for Saint Talamater, doesn't just go by Eretz Yisrael, right? Go by the seasons. So he says maybe it's appropriate to switch it in those places. And then he quotes finally in the later from the Tshuvas Bar Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Elchanan, and Shmuel Salant. So they say that you shouldn't switch. You shouldn't switch. You know, the Chazal didn't say it, so even though, you know, you want to say something in Shomei Tefillah, okay. You can be like Ninveh, you can't be better than Ninveh. And therefore, you could say it there. But others, then he quotes some other Achronim that say, Bizman Hazeh, when many countries know how to save water, to desalinate water, to use water from other seasons and be able to have them during the seasons when it doesn't rain as much, he says, then for sure you shouldn't be switching. You shouldn't be switching, because even if it rains at a different time, you could save that water and use it for if you have a very heavy winter, if it rains in the summer, then you can use that for the winter and back and forth. Ekev kach eskimu poskei zmanenu, and he summarizes the poskei zmanenu, the Har Tzvi and the Minchas Yitzchak and the Tzelach Chachma and the Dvar Yeshua and the Arlat Zion and the Sissel Yezer and Rif Sternbach. They all say shalachaladeus yeshlam linog linias kares morad agashem shelas tein telamater kefizmane takanes chazal vashulchan aruch bein sukkas lepesach ki ein anu shalim al kor vachom ela ala geshem kedisha tatzmiach adama v'yafim yemei azera etzlam hagam yemei chorif shalahem lachra pesa b'kol makom gam dina shalano nimsak hazeh v'chulu. But this is where it starts. This is where it starts. It starts from Ninveh. In our discussion. Okay, we have to move a little bit. Says the Gemara, V'Havdalah b'Chonin Adas, so now we have Havdalah. Next part of the Mishnah was, you say Havdalah in Chonin Adas. We had the three different opinions. Where you put Atochan and Tanuin? Shimon bar Kumi Rabbi Yochanan, Dover Shunoi Guba Chacham Chokan Alav? Fascinating question. I don't remember a question like this in the Bavli. Maybe there is, I just don't remember. But what does the Gemara ask here? How could there be a Machlokas where to put Atochan and Tanuin? What'd they do? What did Rav Elazar's father do? Where'd he put Atochan and Tanuin? Right? The Charedim and the Ras Yilyo say, this isn't something that comes up once every 6 years. It comes up every Motzei Shabbos. You know, what'd they do? How can they be machlokes about where they put it in? Right? Ashkan Mili Tuva, he says, right, you're fine. A halacha about a shechita shein re'uya. But this is common. Look at the Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Dover she'omrim kol Yisrael kol shavua. Ech nechluku bazeh hachamim ve'ech nishtakach. How could they have forgotten this? I'll throw in another question. Rashi and Rabbi Natan's filling. You know, how can they be a machlokas about that? Some of the Mefarshim say, what did Rashi's father wear? You know, how can they be a machlokas about this? Rabbi Avo, what shofar do you blow? What does a trua sound like? Oh, I'm not sure. What do you mean you're not sure? What'd they do growing up? What'd they do in your shul? So you could ask a similar question by some other halachas. But anyway, the Gemara asks it here. Davar shinoi gubach hachamim chokan alav. How can they be such a machlokas? So the Gemara says, yeah. Because at a certain point in history, and the Bavli goes through this also, they only did it a la kos. They only did Avdalah at home. They didn't do it in Shmoneh Esrei. So that's why they forgot exactly where to put it in. Mil say Amra, so what do you learn from this statement? Shikar bakos, that the Ikar Avdalah must be bakos. Because they forgot the one at Tefillah. Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, B'shem Rabbi Yitzchak Ruba, Amar, he said the opposite. Amra bakos, Amra betfila. He said the halacha, that even if you're going to say Avdalah, at a kos at home, still you have to mention it in davening. Why? Because that's the ikar one. And why do you repeat it at home? Bishvil zakos esatinokos. You only repeat it at home because the kids might not have heard, so therefore you have to do it for the children. Mil say amra, according to this opinion, shikar betfila. Right, this opinion holds that the Ikar Avdala is by davening, not by kos. Reb Zira, Reb Yehuda, B'shem Reb Shmuel, Amra, Shmuel, Amra B'kos, Amra B'tfila. Amra B'tfila, Amra B'kos. Mil say Amra, according to this Shita, Ikara, Kan, Uluk V'kan. So three different opinions in the Gemara. The Ikar Avdala, is that in Shmon Esrei? Is that in at home? Or is it a little of both? Rav Soloveitchik has a whole yardside shiur about Kiddush and Avdala, where he discusses the importance of each one and the tachlas of each Havdala. The Havdala in Atach is relating to the Kedushas Hayom. Again, he has pages about this, just to say it in 10 seconds. Right? He has, it's all about Kedushas Hayom. That's why after I say Atach and Atanu in Shmon Esrei, I could do malacha. I could drive. But I'm not supposed to eat yet. Right until after Havdalah. Why? Because the Havdalah ala kos, that's the heker, or the, you can say one of two ways. Either that's the gemar of Suda Shabbos, or the haschala of Suda Schol. Meaning that's the hefsek in terms of the kfiya Suda, so to speak. And that's why that goes by eating. Again, there are rayas to this, lakan or lakan, but each of the Havdalahs has their own, nature and importance. And tachlos. Reb Zira, Reb Yehuda, sorry, we did that. Reb Lezer, Omer Bahodaya. So, one of the opinions in the Mishnah was, Reb Lezer says, what do you say, Atachon Atanu? In Modim. Reb Yochanan, B'Shem Rebbe, Matin. Matin means that we're not going to give a public lecture about it, but if somebody asks me privately, then I'm going to answer, K'Reb Eliezer, B'Yantif Shechol Yez M'Motzi Shabbos. If Yantif is on Sunday, so there is no Atachonain, so then you should all like Reb Eliezer. We skip the word miyad. They take it out, or the Haredim takes it out. Rabbi Yisrael Rabba B'Shem Rebbe, halacha k'rabazer b'yantav shechol yez mozi Shabbos. Not just matin privately, but halacha. You could give a lecture publicly and say that when yantav is on Sunday, meaning there is no atachon antanu, then you put it into hodah. Right, we don't pass in that way. Remember, we put it in v'todienu, it was separate. Rabbi Yisrael Bar Nachman B'Shem Rebbe Chanina Ben Gamliel, halacha k'rabazer la'olam. No, we always pass in like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yevo B'Shem Rebbe Eliezer, halacha k'rabazer la'olam. We always pass in like Rabbi Eliezer. Right, not only if it's on Sunday, Yantif. I'm Rabbi Yaakov Bar Achab, lav, we're just gonna, again, do the Haredim's Girsa, lav, inun, tartai, shmuin. These aren't two different statements that the rabbi said that we hold like Rabbi Lazar. Ela, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman, Uv Rabbi Lazar, Traveyam B'Shem Rebbe Chanina Ben Gamliel. It was all one big statement in the name of Rebbe Gamliel. Halacha, K'Reb Eliezer, La'olam. Right? Halacha, K'Reb Eliezer, La'olam. That is what this Shita said. V'Havdala, B'Chonin Adas, L'dat Divrei Chachamim. And the other opinion is saying it in Chonin Adas. Right, not in Hodah. Rabbi Akiva Omer Bracha, Rabbi Yisbifnei Atzma. Rabbi Akiva says, separate Bracha. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, B'Shem Shmuel, Omer Bracha, Rabbi Yis, hold like Rabbi Akiva, saying it as a Bracha, Rabbi Yis, Bifnei Atzma. Period, off the stop there. We'll continue more about this in Yanim of Avdallah, as we continue here in the fifth parak of Meseches Brachos. Again, today's Shirim, we're sponsored by the Elman family. Lili Nishmas, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Chiel, Michal Fegelman, Bunya, Rabbi Chaim, Asher Fegelman, Rabbi Gershon, Liba, Bar Leib, Azriel, Rubin, and Basha, Rabbi Yemen, Rubin, Alehem, Hashalom.